It's Monday, July 7th, 2008. Thanks for tuning in to this special mashups episode of The Sounds in My Head. Sounds in My Head is a bi-weekly music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. That right there was the Papini Sisters and Blondie mashed up together with Heart of Papini by Adrian and the Mysterious D. Not one of the more inspired mashups, I have to say, since the two songs they were mashing up were an original and a cover of the original. So, you know, not the most innovative of mashups possible, but a very good one nevertheless, and a song I like a lot. And like many of the songs on this episode, you can download, actually all, I think all the songs on this episode, you can download for free from their website. Look for links to where you can download everything played on this episode of the show from thesoundsinmyhead.com, which, by the way, I should mention, works again. It was all kind of busted in all sorts of different ways for a while there, and I finally got it fixed with some help from Victor and you know, some other friends. So it all works now, and I'm sorry if you tried to use the site for something for a while and it was screwed up. It works now. All right, so check it out, soundsinmyhead.com. You can leave comments, and you can find downloads to everything I play on this particular here mashup episode of The Sounds in My Head. All right, up next, kind of the king of mashups, I would say. His name's Party Ben. He's from San Francisco, and he does all sorts of great mashups, like tons and tons, I mean, hundreds probably of mashups. They're really good, and we're going to hear several on this here show, starting with this one. It's called Walking with a Ghost in Paris. It's a mashup of Tegan and Sarah and Milo, and I've actually played the Milo song that he mashes up in here before. And you've all probably heard the Tegan and Sarah song, so there you go. Tegan and Sarah and Milo mashed up with Walking with a Ghost in Paris from the Best of Booty 2005 mashup compilation, which is also pretty darn good. Here it is, Party Ben with Walking with a Ghost in Paris.
No, they told us. Iraq isn't a war about oil. That's cynical and simplistic, they said. It's about terror and al-Qaeda and toppling a dictator and spreading democracy and protecting ourselves from weapons of mass destruction.
But we don't want the smoking gun to be a mushroom cloud.
But one by one, these concocted rationales went up in smoke, fire, and ashes. And now, the bottom line turns out to be the bottom line. It is about oil. Alan Greenspan said so last fall. The former chairman of the Federal Reserve, safely out of office, confessed in his memoir, "Everyone knows the Iraq war is largely about oil." He then told reporter Bob Woodward, "If Saddam Hussein had been head of Iraq and there was no oil under those sands, our response to him would not have been as strong as it was in the first Gulf War. No wonder American troops only guarded the ministries of oil and the interior in Baghdad, even as looters pillaged museums of their priceless antiquities. Our soldiers were making sure no one could get at the oil except, guess who?"
What's up with our love makes you hate and careful? Boy, Jesse Helms is another great one, isn't he? Just another little fevered ego tainting our collective unconscious. Because, you know, anyone like Swaggart, anyone that far to the right is hiding a very deep and dark secret. You do know that, right? Anyone that, you know, when Jesse Helms finally dies, he's going to commit suicide, first of all, in a wash tub out back underneath a pecan tree. He's going to slash his wrist and going to write in blood, "I've been a bad boy." But you know they're going to find the skins of young children drying in his attic. Swarms of horseflies going in and out of the eaves. And on CNN, over and over, his wife going, "I always wondered about Jesse's collection of little shoes."
Scientists still have established no clinical link between smoking and, say, cancer.
Big Fat Buck from North Carolina State. He's a worthless piece of shit. He's a paragon of hate. He's a redneck fuckface, brain dead waste of taste. Stupid two-timing motherfucking pool of slime against gay rights and funding for the arts. Write a pencil PBS and tear Big Bird apart. Cut hate funding corporate welfare for the rich. He's a shameless money grubber. He's a $2 bitch.
American people, law and spiritual priority.
Fundamentalist, fuckwad, dickless prick. He's ugly as a Morlock, dumb as a brick. He's a sack of shit, hypocrite, single-minded, outdated, punk bitch, ignorant, ass munch, sycophant, lifelong friend of the deadly Hansa's chick. Thinks AIDS is the fault of the people it afflicts. Racist fuck who supports segregation. Foe of the people, friend of the corporation.
Disgusting people marching in our streets demanding all sorts of things, including the right to marry each other and the right to adopt children. How do you like them apples?
Why won't you die? Die. Why won't you die? Die. Why won't you die? Just fucking die. You're evil, pure and simple from the 8th dimension. The best part of you ran down your mother's leg. Why won't you just fucking die?
Yes, I'm sure many of you were wondering why Jesse Helms just wouldn't hurry up and die, and thank goodness he finally did. I tell you what, it made my weekend. It did. I have to say, I had a very happy July 4th weekend just in the, you know, the knowledge that Jesse Helms was dead. Made me very happy. All right. So, that was MC Hawking doing "Why Won't Jesse Helms Just Hurry Up and Die" from a compilation called Old Nerdy Bastard Geeky Music Remixed, which is a free downloadable album. And if you've seen that movie, Nerdcore Rising, or if you haven't seen the movie, you should. Nerdcore Rising, very good film about this whole sort of nerdcore movement, of which that whole CD is a part. Okay, before MC Hawking, you heard another song by Party Ben. It was Killing for Love, a mashup of Jose Gonzalez and Suarez D. And very good stuff right there from Party Ben. I love the original Jose Gonzalez song, which is another song I actually played on this show at one point, mixed there with Suarez D for greater impact. Okay, up next, a DJ from Boston I've played before. His name's DJ BC, and we're going to hear two songs. The first is called Diamonds, and it's a mashup of Kanye West and Paul Simon. And the next one after that is another DJ BC song called Boxing Fats Domino from a compilation of New Orleans-themed mashups, which all feature sort of like Dixieland jazz band, you know, on the one hand, and then like either the Wu-Tang Clan or Old Dirty Bastard or some other, you know, hip-hop artists on the other. So this one that we're going to hear, Boxing Fats Domino's mashup of, you might have guessed, Fats Domino and the Wu-Tang Clan. So check it out, Diamonds by DJ BC, followed by Boxing Fats Domino both available for free. Actually, no, I say that. I think the Woo Orleans is no longer available, but the other one, available for free from his website. So look for links and have a good time with that.
Close your eyes and imagine, feel the magic, Vegas on acid, seen through East St. Laurent glasses, and I've realized that I've arrived, cause it took more than a magazine to kill my vibe, does he write his own rhymes, or sort of, I thank him, that mean I forgot better shit than you ever thought of, damn, is he really that caught up, I ask, if you talking about classes, do my name get brought up, I remember I couldn't afford a Ford Escort, or even a Ford track recorder, so it's only right that I let the top drop on a drop top Porsche, for yourself, that's important, if you strip a name Porsche and you get tips from any man, then you're fat. Her nickname is Minivan. Excuse me, that's just a Henny, man. I smoke, I drink, I smoke the stock, I can't because
talking about diamonds on the soles of his shoes.
Throw your diamonds in the sky, feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. Throw your diamonds in the sky, feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. About awards, couldn't nobody cure me. Only player that got robbed and kept all his jewelry. Alicia Keys tried to talk some sense in him. 30 minutes later, seen there's no convincing him. What more could you ask for? The international asshole. Who complain about when he is old and throw a tantrum like he is 3 years old? You gotta love it though, somebody still speak from his soul. It wouldn't change by the change or the game or the fame. When he came in the game, he made his own lane. Now all I need is y'all to pronounce my name. It's Kanye, but some of my plastics still say Kane. Got family in the D, kin folk from Motown. Back in the shy, them folks ain't from Motown. Life moving too fast, I need to slow down. Girl ain't give me no ass, she need to go down. My father Ben said I need Jesus, so he took me to church and let the water wash over my Caesar. The preacher said we need leaders. Right then, my body got still like a paraplegic. You know who you call, you got a message to leave it. The rock stand tall and you would never believe it. Take your diamonds and throw them up like you bulimic. Yeah, the beat cold, but the flow is anemic. After debris settles and the dust gets swept off, Big K pick up where young hope left off. Right when magazines wrote Kanye West off, I dropped my new shit, it sound like the best of A&R's looking like we messed up. Grammy night, damn right, we got dressed up. Bottle after bottle till we got messed up. In the studio, but really though, yeah, he next up. People asking me is I'm gonna get my chain back. That'll be the same day I get the game back. You know the next question, dawg, yo, where Dame at? Distract the Indian dance to bring our rain back. What's up with you and Jay, man? Are y'all okay, man? They pray for the death of our dynasty like amen. But right here saying amen. With the power to make a diamond with his big
talking
hands.
About diamonds.
Throw your diamonds in the sky, feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. Throw your diamonds in the sky, feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme.
Take a look at this headline the other day in the New York Times. Deals with Iraq are set to bring oil giants back. Four Western oil companies are in the final stages of negotiations this month on contracts that will return them to Iraq 36 years after losing their oil concession to nationalization as Saddam Hussein rose to power. There you have it. After a long exile, ExxonMobil, Shell, Total, and BP are back in Iraq and on the wings of no-bid contracts. That's right. Sweetheart deals like those granted Halliburton, KBR, Blackwater. The kind of deals you get only if you have friends in high places. And these war profiteers have friends in very high places.
I'm walking. Oh, I'ma give it to you with no trivia. Roll like cocaine straight from Bolivia. My hip-hop will rock and shock the nation like the Emancipation Proclamation. We MC approach with slang to dead. Your mother run into the wall and bang your head. I'm pushing forth, my voice is down me. I'm making devils cower to the caucus mouth.
When I'm Messiah, I set the microphone on fire. Rap styles vary and carry like Mariah. I come from the Shaolin slum in the Alamo. The
here now who killed niggas' fathers.
Let's go back a few years to the 1990s when private citizen Dick Cheney was running Halliburton. That's when he told the oil industry that by 2010, we will need on the order of an additional 50 million barrels a day. So where is the oil going to come from, Cheney asked? The Middle East is still where the prize ultimately lies. Fast forward to Cheney's first heady days in the White House. The oil industry and other energy conglomerates have been handed backdoor keys to the White House, and their CEOs and lobbyists were trooping in and out for meetings with their old pal, now Vice President Cheney. The meetings are secret, conducted under tight security. But as we reported in July 2003, among the documents that turned up from some of those meetings were maps of oil fields in Iraq and a list of companies that wanted access to them. Think about it. These secret meetings took place 6 months before 9/11. 2 years before Bush and Cheney invaded Iraq. We still don't know what they were about. What we know is that this is the very oil industry enjoying swollen profits these days. The political analyst Kevin Phillips says America has become little more than an energy protection force, doing anything to gain access to expensive fuel without regard to the lives of others or the earth itself.
Turn it out!
fun stuff. That right there, another Party Benz song. That was Ooh La La Summer Nights, a mashup of The Wise Guys and Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta from Greece. Pretty great stuff right there. Okay, finishing up this special mashups episode of The Sounds of My Head, Go Home Productions from the UK doing Don't Hold Back, Sweet Jane, an amazing mashup of the Chemical Brothers, the Velvet Underground, U2, Sugar Babes, and Mars. And boy, howdy, is it good stuff. It takes a little while to get going, but once the U2 comes in, boy, it's a nice finish. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so check it out. Go Home Productions finishing up this special mashups episode of The Sounds of My Head with Don't Hold Back, Sweet Jane from the Best of Booty 2006. Compilation, which you can also download for free. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Muscle Cars and Otto's Journey and Xenophile, all by Milo from his amazing album Destroy Rock and Roll. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen, and you can also leave comments at thesoundsofmyhead.com. We'll see you in 2 weeks on July 21st with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.